related to this piece with regard to the transit center.
Item number 6, from the Director of Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, providing a verbal status update on the Downtown Transit Center request for interest proposals. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Tavor, would you like to make any comments?
I think we can. Madam Chair, Supervisors, my mistake. We've kind of moved into that one, and so if anyone has any further questions, I don't. No, thank you.
Additional comments. Perhaps you can tell us where this was published, and about when it was. Give us a little background.
Right, and again, the dates were arbitrary because we had to have dates, so it was a 30-day RFI. It was on the Milwaukee County Business Opportunity Portal is where the link was for the RFI, and it was published in the Business Journal as well as the Daily Reporter. I believe the Journal Sentinel also commented on it.
All right, and the responses to the RFI are due approximately what date?
April 30th.
And you did get responses?
Yes.
Now, is it correct you're not prepared to report on responses at this point?
Not at this point. We're still trying to feel, again, what's real and what's not. Like, we've had this conversation before. Anyone can get in front of a computer and put in nice buildings, but we need to make sure that it's real. So,
I assume going forward, this committee will address anything with regard to the RFI when you're prepared to put those recommendations together.
Madam Chair, absolutely.
All right. With regard to the RFI, any committee comments, questions? Supervisor Lipscomb, you'd like to address us?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to raise a question about when the item was before the committee last cycle, the director was prepared to provide the committee with a PowerPoint, which I believe was to give us a sense of what the administration's vision was for the parcel, and that was never given. So I guess I'm wondering whether, obviously we're not going to do a PowerPoint today, but whether they're going to they want to share what their vision was or is, and whether they would provide that to us via email, since it's obviously been prepared and was never shared with us. So.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Lipscomb, a couple clarifications. It's not our vision. It was the committee's vision. It was the long-range lakefront planning committee's vision, and it was their PowerPoint, and I was ready to give it last committee, but the disk drive that I had didn't work. Messner tried to put it in the laptop to show it up on the screen, and unfortunately it didn't go up on the screen. So next, if you would like me to, I would be happy to bring that final documentation, that PowerPoint that was put together by the committee members of the lakefront.
Okay,
you're
talking about the committee that Sue Black chaired?
Yes.
And I believe that is available, and then yep. Supervisor Broderick's in the audience. I believe that's available on the park site.
I believe it's online, although I have not personally reviewed it. I haven't seen it prior. Yeah.
But that was reported about 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. I believe it is on part of the park site. Mr. Tavor, if you could just confirm that, maybe just send all of us a link to it. We can review it.
Okay.
But that was certainly all part of that lakefront long-range development, which had some key resolutions that were pulled out and some pieces on board. One of them did concern the Downtown Transit Center, if I'm correct, and that's the piece you chose to go out on the RFI on, correct?
Madam Chair, Supervisor is correct. I believe that was recommendation number one, and it was one of the short-term goals. And in order the transit center, along with other things that are going on in that area, need to happen obviously first before we can get to the other short-term goals, which were Lincoln Memorial Drive and Michigan Street, as well as Clybourne, because we need a taxable increase in order to help do that. So yes, this was the first recommendation.
And Supervisor Lipscomb, I know you were concerned about the process, and what I'm trying to do as committee chair is to get this process started from day one. That's the RFI. We're getting the report. We've been providing information to Mr. Tavor. He's not yet ready to report on the results of the RFI, but this committee will be involved in going forward. So I'm just trying to get that process started.
Absolutely.
And the committee's now informed of what the RFI looked like, what you started with, and so on. Any other comments from committee members? Supervisor Broderick, did you have anything?
No, thank you.
Anyone else? Not? Then let's proceed to item